Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Going, Going, Gone, the episode that took away Mark Sloan from us, but left holes in our hearts the size of Texas, maybe bigger. You have two favorite hosts in the world, the entire world, Grey's Academy, Carmen and Kelsey. We're back.
That's true.
Hello.
Here we are.
All right. Season 9, episode 1, part 2 starts now.
With everyone's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland!
Incredible. First one of season 9. And we have two people.
All right. Two people. The guy in charge of the Mayo Clinic.
Yes.
All right. And look at my notes here. Is it any of the interns, or are they all going to be with us for a while?
It is one intern.
Is it the girl in the closet that Alex goes to have sex with the second time?
No.
Which intern is it?
It is Stephanie. So at the very beginning, there is the first girl we see in the elevator is Joe Wilson.
Okay.
And then she goes to another intern, Stephanie.
Okay.
And she's like, will you do this for me? And Stephanie's like, no, I don't want to deal with Medusa. So it's Stephanie. So it's that second one that she asks to go.
So they really took away an intern from us with speaking lines. They said, that's it. Only one?
What do you mean? They took her away.
She's not going to come back?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying she's in Shondaland.
That means she's not a long-term person.
No, it doesn't.
You wouldn't say Derek is living in Shondaland.
Because he's not in any of the other Shonda shows. Did you forget what Shondaland is?
I think a little bit. I forgot.
Okay, let's talk it through. So Stephen Culp is Dr. Parker, the guy at the Mayo Clinic who is like, take some R&R. Oh, I hate him. I hate him so much.
What was that?
Is that not what he sounded like to everyone else? That's what he sounded like to me.
My gosh.
He is in one episode of Station 19 and one episode of How to Get Away with Murder.
What does he say in Station 19? The house is on fire. Quick, everyone, grab your oxygen mask.
Probably. And then Jerrica Hinton, who plays Stephanie, is in one episode of Scandal that happened before this episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, how many episodes of Grey's Anatomy is she in?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that. That's a spoiler. No spoilers. That's you. Carmen forgot about this podcast, guys. Sorry. We can't take long breaks, guys. This is what happens.
Was Mark living in Shawnland?
No.
Okay. All right. I guess that makes sense.
I mean, I guess because he's... No, but he's only in the crossover episodes of Private Practice. So I wouldn't count that as Shawnland.
Technicalities. You hear that, everyone? Mm-hmm. Technicalities!
That noise is really doing it for Carmen, guys.
Okay. All right. I'm good.
Next time I make you mad, I'm just going to make that noise.
It might work. Oh, man. Gosh, that was so funny. I'm glad we shared this moment. Now we can quit this podcast.
Yeah.
End on a high note. Okay. All right. Thank you for that. It was amazing.
You're so welcome.
Okay. So where do we go from here?
We are going to go right into, let's talk about Christina in Minnesota, in the tundra of Minnesota that she just loves so much. Christina is not made for Midwesterners, guys.
No.
I think the story they're telling is all of these people are very Midwest, so they're like polite and chatty, and that's not who Christina is. And neither that polite apparently nor is a chatty problem for them.
Yeah.
So Dr. Mr. Feeney is there. Were you surprised that he's made a return?
Yeah, he's in Mayo with her.
Yeah, he's her mentor.
Which is wild. And that's, I also don't feel too, I don't feel too bad about her going off on him.
Yeah.
He knew what he was getting into.
Yeah.
Like, she goes off on him in the middle of her boards. A make or break test for her career.
Which he still passed her before.
And he still passed her. So... yeah, I just, and it's, he's the exact same character. This guy is typecast into this folksy old man. I'm not upset about it. I love it.
Yeah.
So I was very surprised when he shows up and it's like in the middle of the winter and that one blah guy is like, you gotta hear this story from Mr. Dr.
Fucking
Feeney.
Clueless. I'm like, how do you have a medical degree? You're a fucking moron. Read a room, dude.
Yeah. Both of them.
Yeah, I'll give Dr. Mr. Feeney more a pass because he's a million.
That's fair.
And a million-year-olds rarely read a room. And they've earned that right by being alive for so long.
Yeah. Millenniums of wisdom.
So true. 103. So they're establishing Christina still in the show, kind of showing some there, but a lot of her is like FaceTiming with Meredith, basically.
Yeah.
And the plan is for her to come back to Seattle for Mark's death, essentially. She pushes it and then she's like, obviously doesn't get on the plane, which is fair. I have never been in a plane crash and I have a hard time getting on planes because I have anxiety about it. If I were ever in a plane crash, let me tell you, I don't know that I would ever fly again.
Yeah, not without years of therapy.
I mean, if there was a situation where I absolutely had to, I would, but I don't know that that situation exists.
Well, if you ever wanted to go to Europe.
Yeah, but maybe I would just take a boat.
It's fair.
But I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you have Travis Barker, right? They were in a plane crash and then he didn't fly for a very long time. And then he went with Courtney to Australia. Somewhere.
People do. I guess we're led to believe that Christina drove to Minnesota then?
Well, I mean, that makes sense because you would want to have your car.
Yeah.
When you move.
Christina kind of shot, like, what's that? What is it? She kind of hits me as the person as I'm going to go to Minnesota and then I'm going to buy a new car. Or lease a car or just pay for a rental every day.
It's just really sound financial decisions.
I don't know that we've seen Christina have a track record of making sound financial decisions, though.
Right. Well, she grew up rich. That's established.
That's right. That's right. I did forget that.
So it's kind of hard to take that as the average person's reality because it's not.
It's not reality.
So anyways, so she's in Minnesota. Everyone's annoying her. It's established later on that she's had great outcomes with all of her procedures, like all of her patients, like great surgery. But they're like, you're not chatty and annoying like we are. Go see the sights. Ride the roller coaster in the mall.
Yeah. Have you been to the Mall of America?
Have you been there? The Mall of America?
I have. Yes, I have.
Oh, I've never been to Minnesota. So
what? You're missing out.
Why would I go to Minnesota?
To go to the Mall of America.
I will say I do at one point hope to go to all 50 states. So that is like, eventually that will be the only reason I would go to a lot of states, though, is because I want to go to all of them.
Yeah. And you wouldn't even need a plane to get there. If you were in a plane crash, you could just drive to Minnesota.
And then I think I will have to plane it to Hawaii, probably.
Yeah.
But to go to Alaska, I think I want to do a cruise. I want to do an Alaskan cruise.
That'd be nice. You could use the same boat theory to get to Hawaii if you needed to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I would want to trek that far of an oceanic trip.
Yeah.
For me. But I barely want to be on a plane for 8 hours.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's such an interesting story that they're starting to tell here. And then when he's like, yeah, hey, come on in. We're going to use Dr. Mr. Feeney to help soften those Seattle edges. And I'm like,
okay. Yeah, to really piss you off.
Yeah.
That's really my solution, is to make you angrier.
Yeah. So I'm curious where this storyline is going to go in general, because he basically puts her on a administrative sabbatical.
Yeah. He's like, you have no choice.
You've been so perfect at surgery, but you're a dick. So go on vacation.
Yeah. When she goes in, this is also two things. When she goes in to ask him a question during surgery and everybody stops and she's like, oh, I didn't mean for you to stop. First of all, I do agree with the sentiment. Like, what they're saying makes sense. Like, we need to be fully focused if we're doing surgery. So if I'm talking to you, I'm not going to be operating. Like, I understand that. Honestly, I appreciate it. Because if you're operating on me, I also want you fully focused. My issue is, how long has she been there that this has not occurred yet?
Yeah.
Also,
three months.
Dr. Mr. Feeney talks nonstop, but it's fine if he's in the surgery with you?
Yeah, that is,
where I'm like, I'm confused. What's actually the rule?
Yeah.
Also, like, make sure you pee before you talk to him. Oh my god, this man is annoying.
Yeah, the other thing on this, I actually agree with him when he's like, we don't have superstars here. Our patients are our superstars. Our hospital is our superstar. Like, it's one big team. Like, okay, cool. You're Mayo. Like,
that's
that makes sense.
Mindset. Like, yeah, it makes sense.
But also, you interviewed Christina. You didn't think at one point during the interview, all she cares about is being the best individual?
Yeah.
She's not really a team player.
Yeah. And like, did you ask at all, like, anything about the personality, or were you only talking about patient? Like, what did the interview process look like? Also, Dr. Mr. Feeney was there at her boards. So he should be like, he's got some input.
He knows. She's kind of an asshole.
Yeah. It's kind of her thing, and that's okay.
Yeah. I'm not saying that she's in the wrong for being an asshole. I'm saying they're a little bit in the wrong for not accepting it when she kind of wore everything on her sleeve.
It seems like they're surprised, basically. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're surprised.
It's like, imagine going to vote for someone and then being shocked when they do the things they say they're going to do on the campaign trail. You wouldn't do that, right?
No one does that.
No one would do that.
It doesn't make any sense.
But I like that I like that Christina and Meredith are FaceTiming. I hate that it's all on speakerphone.
Yeah.
It's like just into the world.
I don't, like, because Christina used to work in Seattle, I'm like, I don't care. All of these people know her. That's fine. Whatever. Christina doing it in the gallery while actively shit-talking the surgery that everyone is watching does feel risky.
I was really nervous that it was going to be live and Dr. Mr. Feeney heard her say all that.
Oh, like what happened with Meredith?
Like what happened? Yeah, with Meredith. But it didn't. Not that we know of. Or maybe that's the reason. Yeah.
And yeah, have you ever had it where you're talking about someone and they hear you?
Ooh.
That you know of?
Not that I know of.
I definitely have done it. And you know what? There's that split second where you have to decide if you're going to lie about it or double down. And you know what I picked? No, I doubled down.
You doubled down.
So this was in college. I was working like on a show. I wasn't in the show. I was working on a show. And this girl who I didn't much care for because I didn't like hate her or actively like despise her, but I was like, she's annoying a lot of the time. Had done something annoying. And I was like in the dressing room and I was like, can you believe that she did this? And then said that she didn't do it when we all saw her do it. Cause it was on a stage in front of a lot of people, the way plays are done. Mm-hmm, and then I like look in the mirror and I see the reflection of her shoes. And she had been like sitting in a corner reading a book. And I was like, oops. And then I was like, but you did it. We all saw it. I don't know what else to tell you. You don't need to lie about it anymore. I think about that a lot.
So does she.
I don't know, though. She might not.
It's listen, I talked to her on the phone. she told me that it's a core memory and she's been dealing with it in therapy for years. Well, but kudos to you.
Good for her for going to therapy.
Yeah. Her name was Jenny.
It wasn't, but that's kind of close, actually.
I wish it was Jenny. How crazy would that have been?
That would be pretty crazy.
Okay. Speaking of Meredith, so she's like apparently Medusa,
which is a great nickname.
Great nickname.
Love it.
Nothing to do with the person who led the genocide of millions.
Right.
Which is nice. Although they did call back to it.
Yeah.
She's like, take it from the Nazi. And Weber's like, bitch.
They don't call you that anymore.
Yeah. Did you? I want you to know. And there are witnesses. I figured it out before they said it.
Oh, when they said BCB, you figured out what it stood for?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember how you reacted when you found out that the once feared Bailey is now booty call Bailey?
Yeah. I just remember going, that's not a very clever nickname. You can do better than that.
Also, guys, like, come on, this is like her fiance.
Let her be happy. Yeah, it's her fiance.
Yeah, fiance.
Which you did predict that he was not gonna go.
Yeah, I was wrong. I was wrong.
Yeah. So he did go.
I did forget. I did forget that.
He'd be flying back.
Ooh, man. Well, yeah, for BCB.
Yeah. For that BC, baby.
I remember when I would fly to Orlando to see Jessica.
It's a similar situation.
Very similar situation. It's just like, you know, it's like, I mean, how long until you guys had known Jess did you actually get to meet me? I mean, it was like a while, I think.
Yeah, I think it was probably a while.
But
for most of the time you were there.
You
were
busy.
Both just out of commission.
Mm.
Inaccessible to the rest of us.
Yeah, busy. So that to me felt a little bit frustrating. It would be different if they weren't engaged, I think.
I do love the moment where Alex tells her. It's so funny. Weber's like, so I don't. Funny. Weber, first of all, goes, I'm not going to tell you because I'm a gentleman and also I don't want to. Hilarious. And then Alex is like, I'm going to tell you. And they're like shaking their head in the background. They're like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And then he tells her, and her reaction is, and then he's like, bye, Dr. Bailey. She's like, yeah, bye, bye. Okay, bye.
Karev. Yeah, get out of here, Karev. You ruined my life.
So funny.
And Ben's still there. Like, yep. He's still in the hospital.
I mean, He's not gonna, he has 12 hours.
Yeah. Man, it's also, she's not hiding it. They went to the on-call room and it's just, guys, they know that the boning is happening. Everyone knows the boning.
Yeah, everyone's doing it.
I just also, this can't be a real thing. This can't be a real thing that happens in hospitals. It can't be, right? It just can't.
I hope it's not.
Next time I go to the hospital, I'm just going to open up on-call rooms. Like, hello?
Is anyone asleep or is anyone fucking?
Let's play a game.
If
What's
we
behind?
Had to take a poll, what do you do more in this room? Sleep or sex?
Like while they're actively having sex. It's okay.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions? Okay. Okay. So back to Minnesota.
Yes. Sorry.
I don't like them. What are your thoughts on Minnesota overall?
She clearly can't be there very long. She's going to have to come back to Seattle Grace. Mercy Death.
And Meredith does leave Mark's death to go see Christina, gets on an airplane, has a full blown panic attack, has to get off. Full. I respect it. I'm not judging her. I would be in the same boat. I don't think I would have even gotten on the plane initially, which is what Christina says she does. So
I wonder though, what are the rules on that?
Yeah, can I actually meant to ask Kelly and forgot.
Oh. So Kelly, you're welcome. Message us.
Yeah, Kelly, let us know. And then we'll update next episode.
You know what you should do? Call her right now.
She's at an event.
Oh.
For her job of working on airplanes.
Okay. That means that she's going to be around subject matter experts.
She'll have a lot of people to chime in. But anyway,
what if I call her? Do you think she'll pick up if I call her?
She'll be like, why the fuck is Carmen calling me? Yeah. Is someone dead? So yeah, I don't know. And then, I wouldn't have gotten on the plane either.
I don't think
support her and Christina in there. It's only been 3 months, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, she was out longer after saving Derek's life, right? How long was she out after she saved Derek's life?
You know, I don't remember the timeline on it. I'll be honest.
Could you do a quick Google search on that? Because I don't want to Google
see
it.
What Google says, but I don't know if there's going to be a true timeline on it.
That's I mean she lived. You lived through the plane crash.
Yeah.
But so many didn't.
So true. Well, yeah.
We lost two.
We lost two because of the plane crash, but I would say one died in the plane crash. Again, semantics, it doesn't matter.
Who died in the plane crash?
Lexi.
No, she died died because of the plane crash.
Yeah, but I would say she died more in the plane crash than.
Who else died post plane crash?
Just Mark.
Oh, I thought you said it's two post and then one during. And I was like,
no, that's... I would just say one during and one post. That's what I would say. And I guess Arizona's like.
Yeah. And no love for the pilot. Did the pilot make it? Do we know? Is he fully paralyzed? What happened with the pilot?
He was definitely paralyzed waist down. I don't know if he's all the way paralyzed, but I feel he was moving his arms.
I don't know.
I'm not getting a solid answer on this. I'm going to be honest with you.
So. All right. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
So I guess my question would just have been like, okay, your the timeline for 3 months versus, was it, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. She's had a couple of, you know, Christina's had some trauma. Christina's
so
been
true.
Through a lot of trauma.
So true.
She blew a fallopian tube.
Mm-hmm.
She
had it removed.
She got left at the altar. She left him at the altar.
Mm-hmm. No, he left her at the altar.
He left her at the altar. Crazy still to think of that. Her best friend in the entire world, George O'Malley, died.
Mm.
Her second best friend in the world, Dylan, died.
Her third best friend in the world, Izzy, got cancer and left.
Then she had to pick up the pieces and have Meredith and Alex as backup best friends. did surgery on her backup best friend's husband to save his life at gunpoint while her best friend, backup best friend, threw herself in front of the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And then survives a plane crash and loses her shoe.
She did lose the shoe.
For a
big
moment.
Drama.
Yeah. She's a survivor.
She really is. And a fighter, I would say.
Mm. All right. Where next with this storyline?
Okay, well, let's just like give a prediction on how long Christina's in Minnesota. And what causes her, if there's like a specific event that would cause her to return.
I think she's going to just do her fellowship in Mayo and come back as an attending to Seattle Grace. She's going to make it there for one full season. Season 9. She'll be back in season 10.
Okay.
Or, fuck. I don't know. This is hard. I don't know anything about this show.
It's so true.
I think a year. I think she's going to be there for a year. How long are average fellowships?
A year, I think, is what they have said on the show. So I don't know in reality, but they've said that it's like a year on the show.
Because I think that that's different. Like, that kind of, to me, is the differentiator. Like, Meredith is an attending.
Yeah.
And a fellowship is a temporary thing.
And so Alex is also doing he was going to do a fellowship.
He was going to do a fellowship.
Let's talk about Alex. Okay, so Alex is fucking all the interns.
Good for him.
Gross.
Oh, terrible. Don't do it.
I mean, like, my question is, because it's not really explained, do they all know that he's fucking all of them?
It sounds like he's using the same lines on all of them.
Yeah, that's
I don't
gross.
Think they know.
Yeah, that's why I think it's gross. Gross. And they keep like calling them like, oh, his fan club, your interns, blah, 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 whatever. He has apparently put off Hopkins because of what happened with the plane crash and because Arizona has been out of commission. So he's like, I guess, been filling in and like kind of just taking over a lot of the Pete's cases. That's my assumption.
Same. That was also my assumption.
Then this turd comes and he's like, fuck your Africa program. I actually don't give a shit. And so then Alex doesn't go to Johns Hopkins because of that. And I guess also because kind of Meredith is having a fit.
What was this guy's name? Wilson?
No, that's the intern.
Wait, Joe Wilson?
Joe Wilson is the intern. Dr. Barnett.
Barnett. How is it that Barnett and Stark are the dickiest people?
Yeah.
And they're in the peds.
Doesn't feel
department.
Very pedsy to me.
I mean, Alex is also a dick.
That
but
is
he,
true.
Like,
you
really
make a good
cares
point.
About kids. Arizona's not a dick. Also, Alex. Well, I guess Alex is a dick to other people. Maybe they're really good with kids. I guess. I don't know. But they're
kind of
dicks.
We never really saw Stark be great with kids. And we also actively saw him not giving a shit about the fact that he has patience because of Tiramisu. So.
That's true.
It's hard to say. But I mean, you're right. Alex is also a dick, but we see him not be a dick a lot of the time. We don't really see that with these guys. Also, again, how are you, like, to Alex's point, how does helping sick kids in Africa not fit in with your agenda? Like, what the fuck's your agenda?
Clearly, their agenda is white kids only. I think they're portraying them as racist, is what I think.
Oh, well. I don't know if that's what they're portraying him as, but he is a turd because he's like, I'm just going to shift your program to another hospital, which I guess is better than just like getting rid of it entirely. But
I don't know, maybe. But also, like, UCLA isn't as good as them. Why do they not get top rate medical care?
Yeah.
Also, I guess I didn't even think about this. So the Africa program is still going.
Yeah.
It's like a regular thing. They're regularly getting kids in and helping them.
Yeah.
It wasn't a one-time thing.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized that until this moment.
Yeah, I mean, I think they kind of mention it a couple times before, but I'm not super positive, I'm going to be honest. Okay, so yeah, Alex isn't going. What are your thoughts on Alex not going to Johns Hopkins after making it a huge... And he even says, I can't be the guy that was supposed to be on the plane that crashed anymore.
You know, the easy way to do that would be to go to Johns Hopkins.
Yeah. But then I'm like, it's just, it doesn't feel like enough of a reason to stay. The reason to leave feels like a better reason than the reason to stay for me.
Yeah.
Because again, to your point of a fellowship only being a year, you could potentially come back. It's Johns Hopkins.
Who's not going to want you, Alex? Just like, come on. Yeah. So, and they gave him everything they want. I guess technically Hunt matched.
But I'm also like, okay, but you turned it down. So like,
anything can happen. You know,
what's gonna? Yeah,
anything can happen.
Speaking of anything happening, Owen goes to the farm,
where he says to us, "We'll be right back after a message from these pig sponsors."
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And we're back. And I hope it was an ad for bacon or something.
Oh my God, that would be so funny. Okay, so yeah, did you think that April was going to come back? I don't remember what you said, I'll be honest.
I also don't remember.
She was gone, but I don't remember.
I don't remember what she said, what I said or what I predicted, but I'm glad. I think she is going to come back. I think I didn't like Hunt with Christina, but I like Hunt as a concept of what he is as a person outside of a relationship.
Yeah, as a doctor, he's not that bad. As a person, pretty bad. Yeah. As a doctor, not terrible.
As a chief, even, really not terrible.
Yeah.
He made some calls that were impossible calls, and he got shit for it, mm-hmm. and he kept going forward. I like that there was some self-realization of, I fucked you over when I should have leaned in a little bit, and also, like, you're still a talented doctor just because you aren't board certified doesn't mean, like, I should have fired you. So I like that they had that realization. That, to me, feels really good. I'm very happy about that. It was funny seeing her with the pigs. It would have been way more funny of a callback if she was at the Tasty Treat or the ice cream place or the convenience store or whatever it was. So, but still, bring the pigs back, Arizona. Come on back and bring the pigs, April. So I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad to see her.
So oink, sterile oink. In the oink oink. So sterile in the OR.
Yeah. Was that a callback to when Owen brought pigs as cadavers?
I don't think it was a callback, but it is a full circle moment.
He's like, I've seen dead ones of you before. It's so weird to see them moving.
Gross. Do you want me to stab that for you?
Shouldn't we be doing surgery on these motherfuckers?
On the conversation of Owen, when Joe is crying in the hallway and he stops and she's like, why is Meredith so mean? Is it because she was in a plane crash? And Owen's like, no, it's because it's her job to teach you and she's not actually being mean. You're just annoying.
Yeah, that was an annoying scene. She was purposefully standing out in the hallway crying, waiting for him. She goes, oh, sorry, didn't even see you there.
I don't know that she was waiting for him, but if you cry in a hallway, someone's going to see you.
Yeah, someone is going to see you.
So, okay, Joe gets picked to do the appy. She does the appy. She removes it, and then the purse strings break, and she rips through the cecum, and Meredith has to take over. Okay, it's like basically what happens with George, whatever. Owen specifically says this surgery is designed to like make an example of you and designed for you to fail. Like, don't, it is what it is. Like, get over it or leave, basically. Just if you're gonna cry, don't do it in the fucking hallway.
Yeah.
His initial reaction of like, oh, it's designed for you to fail. Like, you're here to learn. It is what it is. And then she's like, is it because of the plane crash? And his reaction,
it turns, it pivots.
It does. It makes me feel like he might feel a little guilty about the plane crash. He might be triggered by someone's personality being altered by this plane crash. He even says later to April, like, if I had started looking for them sooner, I'm like, yeah, answer your phone. A simple concept.
I forgot about forwarding all his calls to voicemail.
Yeah. Don't talk to me unless it's my wife or someone's dying.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Also, just a heads up, Michael is about to get home with all three children. So if it immediately gets very loud, I'm so sorry. There's nothing I can do about it. I have three children.
That's all right.
They might be loud in the background.
It's amazing. Everything's great. All right. Great. So what else? We talked about, Jackson. Jackson's having a rough go.
Yeah, Jackson's struggling with losing Mark. Jackson's struggling. April's gone. Alex makes an unpleasant comment in front of Meredith about you need to have sex with someone because you haven't had sex with anyone since Lexi. Which is untrue and rude.
I think
even if
exact,
Lexi's alive, that's rude.
I think the exact quote is like, bro, you need to bang. And he's like, oh, I bang. I've banged.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about that scene for a second. When they refer to the fan club and he walks up and he's like, oh man, I've been consoling them all day. Oh, I've been saying goodbye all day. And he offers, he's like, Jackson, someone's going to need to console my people when I'm gone.
Gross.
And that's when he's like, ugh, sloppy seconds. Yuck. No, thank you.
But also, I'm not calling Lexi sloppy seconds, but she did date Alex before she dated Jackson.
Yes. Yeah, she dated Alex and Mark before she dated Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in love with George for a minute.
Yep. Gross.
So, lots of double standards here, folks.
Yeah.
But, big.
I think then, do you have anything else to say? But the last thing I have to say is about Arizona's leg. And that reveal. So when she goes into the bedroom and Arizona was there.
So, first immediate reaction is that she kept Arizona's corpse and taxidermied it.
Oh my God. What is wrong with you?
I have problems.
So true.
My second thought was, we've got another Denny moment. She's dealing with Arizona's death by talking to her ghost, but her ghost is laying in bed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then they showed the leg and I go, oh my gosh, she's alive, but she has a leg gone. And they made it a point for her to say, like, you cut off my leg.
Yeah.
So she did the surgery. So Callie made a conscious choice to cut off Arizona's leg. So that means either it was really, really bad or Callie panicked. Because Callie literally has reconstructed a dude's hand with metal.
Mm-hmm.
She saved.
Are you leaning one way or another on which one it is?
I think I'm leaning towards she panicked.
Okay.
Unless they do some sort of flashback and it's like, it's showing her operating on Arizona and it was like fully like infected to the point where they couldn't do anything. Or, you know, Mark was in a coma, Lexi died. I think I'm leaning more towards it was the panic. Mark was in a coma, Lexi was dead. She didn't want to lose Arizona. So she made the safe call as opposed to the I'm a force of nature kind of call, which she's made in the past.
Yeah. Okay,
that's
so
what I'm leaning towards panic.
Like, and remember, Arizona's had her femur? Is that the femur in your leg?
There is a femur, yes.
That was like sticking out of her thigh in the woods.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's pretty bad. It's a pretty bad injury.
I hear that's the most painful bone to break in your body.
I've heard that somewhere before. And I will say, I did think about that when I was in the hospital and I looked at the little chart and I even said to Michael, as bad as my pain is, anytime I'm in pain and they ask me what it is, I'm like, I don't ever think I could say a 10 because I truly believe I think that it could always be worse. And he's like, I don't think that's how that scale works. And I'm like, well, that's how it works. And I was like, also, I just feel like I would be dramatic if I said 10.
Honestly, I could stub a toe and be at a 10.
That's insane.
I'm
like, I'm in a lot of pain, but I don't want to sound dramatic about the labor that I'm in.
Yeah. But that's a Brian Regan skit where he talks about the broken femur ward. So funny. Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm shocked. Do you remember anything from your first time? Like, did you throw your popcorn in the air? Like, what was what I was mean, it
I
like
definitely
for
remember
you?
Thinking also that she was dead. And I was like, damn, they're just killing everybody off. And so then the reveal, I was like, oh, is what's wrong with her? And then when they're like, she's like, oh, you cut off my leg. I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess she's probably wouldn't be working if that were the case.
Yeah. Also, like, just throw on a prosthetic.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have, I mean, we'll be getting into this as the season progresses.
I'm glad we're going to get into it. I'm curious the drama that's going to come from that. I'm curious if we're going to get some flashbacks. I'm curious what context they're going to give us. And not just words, not just talking about it, not just saying, man, Arizona, I remember when you came in and I saw that infection on your leg and you had no feeling in your toes and there were ants in your blood, like a raccoon got to you and you passed out for a minute. Like, man, it was so crazy. I had no choice but to cut off your leg.
So Joe says they were in a plane crash and they were out in the woods for like a week. Like, that's what she says to Owen.
Okay, yeah. So she didn't panic. There was no saving that leg. There was no saving that leg. It was pretty fucking broken.
Yeah. So it's just that's the most confirmation that we get in this episode about how long they were out there. There may be more clarification coming, but at this point, they were out there. It was not just what we saw. It was longer than that. So
we're going to have to get some, flashback context.
Or some explanation context.
Explanation context.
Okay. Do you have anything else that we need to talk through before we rate it and predict anything?
Let's see.
We talked about Callie saying the thing about trying to wake Mark up, which is funny.
I do want to say, I know I very briefly glossed over this, but when Jackson says, you taught me a lot, but I really know what I'm doing now. I'm good. The plastics posse is going to live on because I can take it from here. Like, daggers.
He
daggers.
Does get a little, that's like his goodbye.
Yeah.
Because again, he does want us to have a goodbye, but he doesn't want to like overstep for like Derek and Callie, which I think is respectful.
Yeah. There's one scene where Alex is talking to that Barnett or Bartlett. Mm-hmm. Guy. Was it Barnett?
Barnett, yeah.
Barnett guy. And it's about the UCLA thing. And he's like, sorry, got to go. I'm trying to buy a house.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you figure out your kids because I don't care. But they're going to UCLA. And then Alex goes to find Callie. And he's like, you got to help me save the PEDS program. And she's like, sometimes things die, Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
We have to feed this baby. But
okay, that's
going.
Fine. All right. And then the other thing that was really wild and frustrating was when Christina was in the room, I think talking in the gallery area with the surgery that she was watching. She, I think, says out loud, Mark is still going to be gorked.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I'm like, yo, dude, that's insensitive. Right? You guys went through a war and that's what you gotta say?
Yeah,
put your shoulder back in, dude.
Well established that Christina deals with things either not at all or the dark humor comes out real quick. What was the other thing that she was like, oh, George? I think like immediately she was saying like super inappropriate things after George had died.
Oh, yeah.
And Izzy, when Izzy was like in the getting chemo and she was like, oh, why do all the cancer patients get like the good popsicles?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like things like that. So definitely like avoidance with dark humor. I wouldn't even call it dealing with it because it's just like kind of pushing it away.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I would say was when, let's see where my notes here. Oh, when Dr. Mr. Feeney was like, you and your generation, you're all about the LOL,
oh, yeah.
OMG, ha. like the texts.
Instant oatmeal or whatever the fuck, which I did eat instant oatmeal for breakfast today.
I'm about to make instant rice with dinner. Yeah. So all of bases are covered. But when she's like, one surgeon, one headlight, and he's like, totally, I get it. You owe me one. I'll take your surgery. And she's like, no, bastard. Yeah. Like, you're, dude, read the room, old man.
Yeah. Also, like, you, he invited himself. Yeah, again.
Yeah.
Old people don't be reading rooms for shit.
Yeah. And then the last thing I think I have a note for is that scene in the airport when Christina is on Skype, like basically talking to Alex through the Skype. And she's like, you ditched a flight because you were scared. Or no, Meredith says that. You just fight because you were scared. And she goes, what a loser. But she like hugs him as she says it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, like they're all going to be all right.
Yeah.
And, but then, so he tells Christina that Owen, he saw him at the airport.
He's like, oh, when Owen gets there, tell him I'm staying. And she's like, excuse me? Because they're not together.
No, it's
pretty
not
clear. Like when Meredith is talking to Christina earlier in the episode and Owen kind of overhears the end of it and he says, you know, how is she doing? Or is she going to be here? Is she going to get on the plane? And Meredith's like, we're working on it.
Without you, Owen.
Yeah. We're working on it because we are still in a relationship. You are not.
Yeah. All right, let's rate it.
All right. Sorry for all the baby noises.
She's got a lot to say. Don't apologize.
I think for me this is like a I don't think it's a 5, but it's like a 4.9.
I think I gotta go with a 5. Yeah. I think the reason it's a, I could see 4.9. The reason for me that it's a 5 is because of we finally get the, like, the closure piece of being able to say a full goodbye to someone. And that to me,
is true.
That means a lot to me.
Definitely a better farewell episode than anything we've seen before. And the Arizona twist is good. I think for me, it just like gets a little muddy with like the timelines and like, how long have people been places and like, why don't we know certain things at this point?
Yeah.
That's really my only criticism. I think it is a really good, like, goodbye episode. And again, like the leg reveal is jarring.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess also I'm glad that I was able to sit in this and like, also like talk through it with you when you think about it taking a week. Okay. Yeah. Like that leg was not usable. That was leg with no blood flow. The bone marrow was severed. Like,
I mean,
it's
if you think about how bad all of their injuries were when we saw them, and then thinking about them having to live
in the woods
for a week with like no sustenance, essentially, no medical care. God knows, like, it's the furthest thing from sterile it could be. So, I think it's just not. No one was set up for success coming back from that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel good with.
I don't think we have any. I think I forgot to ask for questions and I apologize to our Patreons. I did not ask for questions in Discord because my brain is not working great because I have a newborn.
Yeah. And I don't ask for the questions because I'm not in that chat.
So sorry about that, but I will ask for some predictions. What do you think for Mark and Lexi? Just kidding.
I think that we're going to get we get an episode where there's flashback to just them.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Okay. So actually, we didn't talk about Derek's hand at all.
Oh yeah.
Callie like did surgery for it. She said she cleared him weeks ago, but this is like the first time he's gonna be operating is today. He's in there with Callie and he says his hand goes numb and he like drops an instrument when it's handed to him and he immediately steps back. She's like, why don't you take him in? He's like, no, just like call Dr. Nelson. Like, I'm not doing this. Which I do think is the right call. Like, you need to ease in, you need to know your boundaries. Like, you don't want to push it when someone is like on the table. So I think it made sense to me.
Well, yeah, but then he kicks over a table and starts to explode.
Then he gets a little aggressive, but again, there's extraneous circumstances I feel that are affecting his emotional state.
3 months doesn't feel like enough time to go through and complete physical therapy of that magnitude.
Yeah. I don't, but he smashed his hand with a rock through a metal plane. So it's like unclear really the extent of the injuries, but we have to, again, assume they're bad because even after all of that, he was still in the woods for a week. So
yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting where we're at right now with the show. I also like that they have the little moment where Callie like organizes them to clap for him. And yeah. He's like, did you have something to do with this? And she's like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. And then they're all waiting around for him to say it's a beautiful day to save lives. It's kind of cute. It's cute.
Yeah, it was. I agree. I liked that moment. Yeah, I don't think this is like particularly a bad episode for Derek. I think like obviously he should be given grace for everything he's been through. And then on top of that, the Mark situation, obviously.
Yeah.
Same with Callie. Like, yeah, she's kind of mean to some people, but you know what? That's her prerogative. She's got a lot going on right now.
Yeah. Both of their best friends are dying. And her wife has been out of work for, I guess, 2 months and 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And said, no, you got to do all this by yourself. And where is Sophia during all of this? Who knows?
Well, that's what Callie says at the end. She's like, I can't do this alone. Like, I can't. Like, she's basically like parenting by herself because obviously Mark's not been parenting because he's dying.
Selfish.
And then Arizona's having some kind of struggles in addition, emotionally, in addition to losing the leg, which I'm not going to say like it wouldn't be an adjustment if you lost a limb, but you're a parent. So
yeah.
Especially if the other parent is like, or one of the other parents is down for the count, you gotta get at some point, you gotta put that first.
Yeah. And that's a parent, if I do say so myself.
So true. Okay. So let's make a prediction for Arizona in regards to the leg and Arizona in regards to Callie.
Okay, Arizona is going to get a prosthetic and come back because this Barnett guy can't be the answer. I predict that Derek will ultimately be fine, but it's going to take probably like 3 or 4 episodes still. But he will be fine. I mean, Burke overcame getting shot and all of his stuff, so there's precedent there.
So Christina, but Arizona and Callie, though, their relationship.
They're going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Everything's going to be fine. She's super going to get over it immediately, clearly.
Not immediately. She's in a really good place. It's going to take time. But yeah, they're going to be okay. They're married and they have a child. I guess technically biologically not together, but they're together.
No, but they had the conversation about like doing the official like paper adoption situation when everything was going on with, was it Zola?
They Who were, are we talking
when
about?
Arizona was like, oh, I want the piece of paper. Like, oh, we keep saying yeah, we're going to do it, but I want, and Callie's like, yeah, absolutely, we'll get you the paper. Like, so there is some legal, if we are assuming that they did go through with that, which I assume they did.
That's fair. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I like them together. I don't want to see anything bad happen. I'm not predicting anything bad is going to happen to them. I think we're going to be good. I predict Alex will come back and he will stay at Seattle. Grace, April's going to come back. Obviously not as an attending because she's not board certified. I have no predictions on this intern class.
Yeah.
Who else is even alive on this show anymore?
Owen.
Yeah, I have no predictions on Owen. Also, this is the first official episode without Teddy.
Yes.
So.
Bummer.
Yeah. That's all I got, I think.
Also,
I don't really
episode without Lexi.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's all. I don't have much more past that. I like the episode. I do think I'm gonna give it a 5. I'm gonna stay at the 5.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna change my mind on that. But it was sad. It was sad. It was well done.
Yeah. Agreed.
Curious to see what happens next.
Surprising. Less surprising in real time because again, Patrick Dempsey was like, let me ruin this for everybody.
Oh, also, Jackson is going to take on a new plastics mentor at some point.
Okay.
Or maybe he'll finally get the validation from his mom that what he's doing is good work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's make a prediction for Weber and Catherine.
Well, they already have their plans to hook up at the next summit.
Good times. Good times. And he's Adele over here is shaming Bailey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Adele's just out there like at her doing her own thing right now.
Yeah.
Do you have
a prediction for Ben and Miranda?
They're going to get married.
Okay.
As fiancés do.
Sometimes.
No, I do think that Bailey is going to really kick up a notch and be an asshole to try to break the BCB stereotype.
Right.
That's I think all the prediction I have for them.
Okay. Well, okay, if Alex is not leaving, what do you think he's going to have anything going on with anybody?
I don't know, but all these girls are going to find out. Like, he can just keep boning until it catches up with him.
Yeah.
And then I guess deal with it when he needs to.
He's done it before.
Yeah.
Hashtag Olivia.
Rest in peace. I guess I don't know if he's board certified. So he could apply to be the attending of pediatrics. Mm-hmm. Maybe he becomes the attending of peds.
The chief? Is that what you mean?
No. And it, oh.
Like, was or, sorry, Arizona not the chief, was, like the head.
Yeah. It was like Arizona Teddy, the head?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, assumably, since we never saw Stark again, assume that she got that job back. Just like Teddy was the head of cardio.
Okay. Yeah. I wonder if because Alex stays, he had like Owen listens to him a little bit with his like thought process of like, let's not bring this guy back who wants to kill the program because I'm staying.
Yeah. And like the program brings like good things for the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that's probably it.
I really can't think of anything else.
My brain is doing the most and also not as much as it normally does because of a lot of things happening.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for listening. We're so excited to be in season 9. We're so excited to have gotten to this point. Again, no spoilies. So excited that Carmen didn't see this coming.
thought I could will it and, not to be true.
We're so protective of him and we love it so much. It's so great. Just please make sure you keep sharing. Share the reel of Carmen watching this episode that we posted on Instagram and TikTok. And just keep telling everybody about it. We really appreciate it. You can go to graysacademypod.com and find all of our Instagrams and our emails and our link to our Patreon there. And we just love you guys so much. And we're excited to be in season 9. And if you see Carmen walking down the street, just remember...
Just remember, no spoilies. We appreciate you so much, all of you, and we will see you all in the next one.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.